in their home white uniforms, Mammoth across the chest in the midnight blue with the gray outline. Same thing for the numerals. It will be the Hawks and the Bronx here tonight, live from West Long Branch. Thanks so much for joining us. We know, obviously, an extremely busy time for everyone. Marcus Ware will jump center with Daniel Stewart. This is a bit of a change as Marcus getting his first start of the season. It's been Ed Waite to jump center. Tonight it will be Marcus, and the opening tip will be won by Ryder. The Bronx will move left to right on your radio dial, and it is Eddie Mitchell to open up with the basketball. Right side pass for John Thompson. Thompson harassed by Nesmith in the right corner. Around the perimeter, they work it for Daniel Stewart. Now back to Mitchell. Shaded left on the perimeter. Moves to his right down the lane. Runs through a triple team. Kicks out to the outside. Here's a jumper from just inside the left elbow by Azuma. He connects, and Ryder with the 2-0 advantage.
And speaking to Rick Callahan before the game, he said that Ryder really improved their play when Eddie Mitchell was inserted into the starting lineup. That time Mitchell drove into the lane and dished it out for a 6-foot jump shot.
Mammoth their first possession offensively. Mike Myers kid with it. Stationed on the right sideline. Nesmith between the circles. Prips for Jesse Steele, the team's leading scorer, on the left side. Myers kit gets it back. Drive down the left side of the lane. It's Steele from the left wing. Pops and fires the three. That one off the mark. The offensive rebound for Ed Waite.
Ryder opens up in a 2-3 zone, Matt.
It'll be Nesmith between the circles. Left side pass for Steele. 25 on the shot clock. Ed Waite flashing out high. Down low for Marcus Ware. Goes off the glass on the right side and gets it to go. 2-2 our score after the first minute and 15 off the clock.
That's a great cut by Marcus Ware there. The Hawks showing a little 1-3-1 look against the zone. Marcus played behind the zone, found an open area, and Ed Waite was able to find him for a lay-in.
Mitchell flips off on the right side for Thompson. Now Stewart flashing out high. Shaded right top of the key. Flips for Mitchell on the left wing. Pushes off against Steele with 15 on the shot clock. Brandon Penn flashing up high to handle the ball. Now giving it back off to Thompson. Double team comes. In some trouble is Thompson. Took some steps. Now finds a man down low at Stewart to jam it in with two hands to give Ryder a 4-2 advantage.
That time Nesmith and Marcus Ware trapped the ball screen, but he was able to split the screen or split the trap and make a pass. You can't let him split.
1-2-2 full court pressure that now backs off into that 2-3 zone for Ryder. We are a bit more than 2 minutes into our first half. 17:50 on the clock. Ware with it on the left baseline. Loses tracks of it. Now comes through the lane. Loses it again and finally turns it over to Brandon Penn. Thompson will walk it up court. Breaks the timeline with no pressure. Flips off to his right. It's Mitchell. Mitchell pounds the ball with his right hand. Nice crossover move. Comes left. Leaves for Stewart. He's pinned off in the right corner by Steele. Down low on the block, double team comes. Penn open from the left corner. He will fire a three, and he will hit. Ryder with a 7-2 advantage. They have opened up a 5-point lead. King Rice wants a full timeout to talk things over. We will take a quick break as well. 17-19 to go in the opening half. Ryder 7, Mammoth 2. We're back after this quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Mammoth Basketball on the home of the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
It's the beginning of a new era of Mammoth University basketball, and we want you to be part of the excitement this winter at the MAC. Season tickets, luxury suites, MAC packs, and select individual games are on sale for Hawks basketball. Packages start as low as $50 and will get you in the game all season long. Reserve your spot today by calling the Mammoth University box office at 732-263-MUTX. That's 732-263-MUTX. Or visit us online at GoMUHawks.com.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Mammoth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Back here from the MAC, 17-19 to go in the opening half. It is Ryder 7 and Mammoth 2. Steve, not yet 3 minutes into the game. King Rice not taking a 20, but taking a full timeout. Defensively, he seems a bit perplexed by what his team's doing.
Yeah, he was very hot on the sideline calling that first timeout. Not even 3 minutes in, a wide open shot for Penn in the corner, and they have very capable three-point shooters. Something talking to Sir Rick Callahan, assistant coach Rick Callahan, before the game is that they're long, they're athletic, but they can shoot too. They have some capable three-point shooters, and that time Penn had a wide open look in the corner.
They do shoot a lot of threes as well, 230, where Mammoth on the season has shot just 194. This ball deflected out of bounds, went off the foot of Stewart. Mammoth will have it in front of the scorer's table down towards the Ryder side of the table.
And looking at Ryder, they are very long, very athletic, showing the 2-3 zone. That time it looked like they wanted a trap. The ball got knocked out of bounds.
3 minutes gone by here in the opening half. Ryder with a 7-2 advantage. It's Ware again, down low on the block. Can't get the layup to go. Ed Wade is there. His putback no good. Rebounded by Stewart. There's a loose ball, and it's picked up by Ed Wade.
And Ed Wade had a little chippy down low. You got to knock those down.
Myers kid on the left wing. Nesmith wanted to go right. Instead, flips back left. Ware on a deflected pass has it. Now Steele on the right wing. Nesmith from the top. A long range three. Too strong, no good. And the rebound cleared by Penn. It'll be Thompson this time to bring it up court. Drives baseline on the right side. Goes glass, no good. The putback dunk attempt was no good by Azuma. And here comes Steele racing up the court. So fast with the ball is Jesse Steele. Myers Kitt wanting Wake down low on the post. Has it. Now Myers Kitt gets it back. Slashing through the lane. His shot rejected by Azuma. Two on two here. It's Eddie Mitchell on the right side. Leaving off for Penn. Finger roll no good from the left side. And Ed Wake clearing the rebound for Monmouth. 4 minutes gone by. 16 to play in the first half. 7-2 the advantage for the Bronx. Nesmith went baseline on the left side. Pinned off. Tried to go the baseline pass. It's intercepted by Stewart. Thompson trying to go one-on-one with Steele, who bumped him on his way to the basket. And for Steele, that will be his first personal foul, the first team foul on a Monmouth player.
Some frenetic play up and down the court, Matt. Some sloppy play, too. The Hawks turning the ball over again. Their shots, shot blocked. But Mike Myers had a nice drive to the basket. He ball faked, got the Ryder defender off his feet, took it nice into the lane. But a nice block by Azuma to block Mike Myers' shot. And Dion drives baseline, throws into the corner that gets intercepted. He had Ed Waite wide open on the block.
We are in our first media timeout of the under 16 mark at 15:50 to go in the first half. We'll keep it right here. And you know, Steve, one of the things that Monmouth has done a little bit better than they did earlier in the season was start to score the basketball a little bit more. 69 points against Navy in the win, 80 against Fordham, and even 60 cents against Rutgers in the loss. So far tonight, they have really struggled, and I have a pretty small sample to work with, but 4 minutes in, you'd like to have more than 2 points, obviously, up on the board.
Absolutely, and you know what? They're getting some opportunities. Edway had a couple, had a lay-in attempt that he missed. Mike Myers had a nice drive to the basket, which got blocked by Azuma. So that's credit Ryder and credit Azuma for blocking the shot. But they got to get better looks. One of the main things you want to do against the 2-3 zone is you want to try to hit that flasher that's flashing to the high post. You can hit the middle of the zone, and that flasher can turn and look opposite. He can turn and look down low, and you get more open shots like that instead of swinging the ball around the perimeter and just putting up threes. The Hawks haven't really shot too many threes yet. They've shot in 2 threes. But the main thing is I like to see X cuts from the two post guys against the 2-3. Try to hit that flasher in the high post and see what he can do with it.
A couple of lineup changes. First for Monmouth, Austin Tillotson, the freshman, is checked into the game, along with a pair of seniors, Will Campbell, number 10, and Phil Wheat, number 51. Anthony Miles has come in. He has the ball right now for Ryder. Also into the game, Justin Fortunat. Talk about his story in a little bit. Interesting story. Just got cleared by the NCAA. Here's a steal by Tillotson. Going to take it down the right side. A one-on-two. Goes hard to the glass. Is fouled. And will go to the free throw line. Nice move by Austin Tillotson. The foul will go against Miles, his first, and the team's first.
Nice take right there by Austin Tillotson. It's funny. Austin Tillotson, he's not the quickest kid in the world, but he's very heady, very crafty. He's able to make a lot of steals because of his basketball IQ.
Also into the game for Ryder, Jeff Jones, number 22, 6'4", senior, sat out last year. He is a transfer from UVA, University of Virginia, put 22 up against UMBC in Ryder's second win of the season, their last time out. Tillotson makes the first. He will shoot the second one here, and he will miss. Make it 7-3 in favor of Ryder, 15 and a half minutes to play in the first half.
And Jeff Jones and Anthony Miles off the bench are two double-digit scorers. Jeff Jones leads the team in scoring at 14 a game. He shoots almost 40% from three. So they come off the bench with a lot of firepower.
Here's Jones from the outside. Will launch a three. That one too strong. Will go up over the top of the shot clock. And out of bounds over to Monmouth with 15:13 to go in the first half.
Now he had a wide open look, Matt, off of a dribble handoff. And the Hawks just have to guard that better. Now either go over the top or give your man space to get in between the screen. But just a wide open look for their best scorer and best shooter.
Full court pressure continued for Ryder. Now they will stick with the zone. Here's Ed Waite down the right side of the lane. Campbell on the kick out three. In and out, no good. Phil Waite with an opportunity at it. Last touch by Ryder out of bounds. Monmouth will get it with a fresh shot clock to work with at the 14:50 mark to go in the first half. Steele will inbound. We'll use Phil Waite up high. 7-3, Ryder leads. Tillotson was open from three, going to drive to the basket. Leave off for Ed Waite. Reverse layup from the left side is good.
Great job by Austin Tillotson. He attacked the gap, little ball fake, got into the lane, dropped it off for Ed Waite for a nice lay-in.
Quickly back up court is Eddie Mitchell. Right down the heart of the lane. We'll toss up a layup attempt. That's no good. Steele pulls down the rebound. He's off to the races. We'll stop and pop top of the key. It's good. And the foul. Jesse Steele hitting from the outside. He leads the team in threes. Make it one more for the former star from Army in his second year here as a Hawk. He has given Monmouth their first lead of the night at 8-7.
I think that's one of those no, yes, great shot, Jesse, moments where he pulled up in a little bit of traffic and got fouled, but he was able to knock it down.
Miles with the foul. His first team second. Steele cannot complete the four-point play.
That's a rare miss from Jesse from the line.
Monmouth leads it 8-7. Mitchell has it in front of the Monmouth bench. Harassing defense down the court by Will Campbell. Jones back near the half-court circle. We'll hand off on the right side for Stewart. Flip it left for Mitchell on the perimeter. Jones left corner. We'll leave Fortunat up on the top of the key. Back now for Miles. He will pull out. Waving Tillotson to come defend him. Phil Waite comes out to double. Tillotson poking it away. Both players coming together. Miles threw Tillotson to the floor. Right at the Hawk emblem at center court. A hard fall by Tillotson. He's able to pop up, and it will be Miles who was whistled for the foul. His second, team's third.
That's good hustle right there by Austin Tillotson, knocking the ball away, then going after it, able to pick up the foul. Something that scared me, though, on that screen and roll play was Ed Waite was out probably 35 feet away, or I'm sorry, Phil Waite was out 35 feet away from the basket trying to trap the ball handler.
Tillotson, left corner, wants the baseline, cut off there by Stewart. Ryder still with the zone. Campbell has it on the right sideline. Back to Tillotson, right wing. Left side pass for Steele, ball fake, and he will travel as he goes into the lane, and it will be a turnover and go back over to the Bronx.
And talking about guarding that ball screen, Matt, it's one thing if whoever's getting the screen is on the three-point line, and then, yes, you step out and you hedge and you prevent the three-point shot, but if he's 10 feet off the three-point line, and I would just let my man go through, not worry about getting over the top, and just slide my man through the screen.
Thompson looking to penetrate past Campbell. Off the screen and roll, he will flip it on the left side for Penn, who's just checked back into the game for Ryder. Miles comes to help out. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Thompson on the right wing. Man-to-man defense here for Monmouth. Thompson problems with the basketball, holding on to it for a long time. Close to a five count. Penn has it stepped on the sideline and out of bounds. Great defensive pressure here for Monmouth, Steve, the last couple of possessions.
And that's something that Coach Rice prides himself in and his team. Their aggressiveness on defense. That time Will Campbell aggressive on the ball. And the Hawks were able to get a turnover on the sideline because of the aggressive defense.
12:50 to go, first half. Monmouth with the 8-7 advantage. Campbell, right wing, flips for Tillotson. Shaded right, top of the key. Phil Waite wanted the ball down low. He was fouled. Bumped there by Junior Fortunat. Let's talk about him for a second. He's been eligible for Ryder only the last three games. Had some problems getting clearance from the NCAA, much like Khalil Brown has had for Monmouth. Fortunat, however, has played the last couple games. Good now to go for the remaining part of the year. Add some length at 6'9".
6'9", nice guy to bring in off the bench. You have Azuma to start and block shots, and then you bring in 6'9", Fortunat off the bench. Five more fouls also, more rebounding, more depth. It's a nice addition for Ryder.
Monmouth with 20 on the shot clock. Campbell leaves off for Ed Waite at the foul line. Ed wants to drive, stops left elbow. Nice no-look pass. Reverse layup from Tillotson is up and in. Make it 10-7 for Monmouth, a three-point advantage for MU.
And Ed Waite got caught. He picked up his dribble, but that's a great cut by Austin Tillotson. Going back door, finding the open spot underneath the zone, able to get the reverse layup for two.
A tick over 12 minutes remaining here in the first half at 12:05. Campbell with a foul far out from the basket to try to harass Thompson. That will be his first second team foul for Monmouth.
I thought that was pretty good D by Will there. Gets called for a little ticky-tack, but you like seeing the aggressive ball pressure from Will Campbell.
10-7, Monmouth leads. 12 minutes to play now as Ryder puts the ball back in play. Thompson has Ed Waite guarding him now off the switch. Looking to penetrate. Ed able to cut him off. Leave off for Miles, top of the key. Miles flips off to his left. It's Jeff Jones with it. Goes past Tillotson. Cut off of the baseline by Phil Waite. Penn with a three from the top of the key. That's off the mark. Campbell blocks out well, and Monmouth off to the races. It's Tillotson on the right wing. Ed Waite will pop from the right corner. Missed the open jumper. Phil Waite with the offensive rebound. Turnaround from the inside. That's no good. And this rebound cleared by Jones for Ryder.
Phil Waite gets that rebound in great position, but brings the ball all the way down to seemingly his ankles instead of keeping the ball up high and just putting it in.
Jones back near the half-court circle. Dribbles out to his right. Spinning away from Tillotson. Got him on the ball fake. Fortunat down low. Penn to the easy layup attempt. That's no good from the right side. And a rebound cleared by Phil Waite.
Ed Waite lost sight of Penn. He missed the gimme.
Tillotson, right corner. He stepped on the baseline and will go out of bounds. We have reached our under 12 media timeout. 11:01 to go here in the first half. Monmouth 10, Ryder 7. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back after this quick timeout with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest and most up-to-date information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the official online home of the Blue and White, GoMUHawks.com. Check out the different features such as the new MU Athletics Virtual Guide, as well as videos, roster stats, and more. And don't forget to sign up for Hawk Vision, live streaming video of select Hawks teams, including every home men's basketball game with audio provided by the Shore Sports Network. Log on and check it all out at the online home of Monmouth University athletics, GoMUHawks.com.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
Been a pretty low-scoring first half so far, but it is Monmouth who leads this one by a score of 10-7 on top of in-state rival Ryder. Matt Harmon, Steve Azaz back here on the Shore Sports Network. Bunch of games going on involving NEC teams. Let's run through the scoreboard while we have a second here. Mount St. Mary's and Savannah State all tied at 29. That game in the second half. First half action, Arizona with a 13-10 lead over Bryan. It is LaSalle blowing out Central Connecticut State 25-9. That's also in the first half. 13 minutes to play up in Connecticut. Quinnipiac leading Niagara 22-9. And Youngstown State with a 19-14 advantage on Robert Morris. It'll be Ryder to put the ball in play. Set the Monmouth lineup for you. It's Campbell, Ed Waite, Marcus Ware back in, Austin Tillotson, and Jesse Steele. Mitchell, cross-court pass for Jones. Here's Penn. Maybe took steps, but no call. Mitchell will launch a three from the outside. Way off the mark, no good. Penn able to get the offensive rebound. Put back attempt. That's no good. Gets it back again, does Penn. Here's a hook shot from the baseline. That's no good. Rebound finally taken down by Ed Waite. Steele up court. Lightning speed, leaves for Tillotson. Inside pass now for Marcus Ware. He's fouled on his way to the basket and will go to the line for two.
That's right. That's how the Hawks want to play right there. They showed a little bit of a trap in the half court. Ryder broke it, but they rushed a shot. They missed a shot. Hawks were able to get a rebound, fly up the floor. Tillotson drives baseline and leaves it off for Marcus Ware. That's exactly how the Hawks want to play and how Coach Rice wants the Hawks to play.
Mark is playing in just his fourth game of the season. He has made three trips to the free throw line so far this year. He has made all three attempts.
I also, Matt, I don't think it's a coincidence that the Hawks started playing better basketball when Marcus Ware came back into the lineup. He's a very, very good player. More depth, more fouls to play with. But Marcus is very skilled and one heck of a player, and it's good to see him back in the lineup.
Misses the first free throw, however. The typical broadcaster's jinx, misses the second, gets his own rebound back. Looking to take it back up and lost the ball out of bounds. Monmouth now 1 of 5 early on shooting from the free throw line. 10:29 to go in our first half. Hawks 10, Bronx 7. Mitchell handling the ball right now. Gets a screen, leads down low. Easy layup for Daniel Stewart from the left side. Make it 10-9, Monmouth.
You know, Eddie Mitchell is doing a great job of getting into the lane and creating shot opportunities for his teammates. That time he left it off for Stewart, who was able to put it in. Eddie Mitchell is a guy that the Hawks have to stay in front of, or it's going to be a long night. And it's something that Rick Callahan talked about, is that when Mitchell was inserted into the starting lineup and started getting more minutes, Ryder started playing better, and you see why. He's a distributor, that's for sure. His shooting percentages aren't very good, but he can find people.
Ed Waite, turnaround jumper from the left side of the lane. That is up and good. Sweet stroke for Ed Waite. Make it 12-9, 4 points
good looking,
for the junior forward.
Good-looking turnaround, Jay, for Ed. High post against the zone. Was able to catch, turn, and shoot.
Brandon Penn, nice ball fake. Goes to the basket, gets the left side layup to go. 12-11 now in favor of Monmouth. 9:35 to go in the first half.
You know, something that scares you with Ryder is that they're very long, very athletic, very talented. And when they do get it, they're going to be a scary team to play. You just hope, if you're a Hawks fan, that they don't get it until after this game.
Just wait one more night.
Absolutely.
Ball was kicked by Ryder out of bounds. Monmouth will have it with 24 on the shot clock. 9.5 minutes to go in the first half. MU 12 and Ryder 11. Tillotson will hand off the steal at the Hawk emblem at midcourt. Left side pass for Campbell. Bouncing at the elbow on the left side for Ed Waite. Here's Tillotson. Pull-up jumper from the right side. Rattling out. No good. Marcus Ware put back attempt. That's no good. And the rebound finally cleared by Stewart.
And it's not a bad possession, though, for the Hawks. Ed Waite caught it in top of the key. Was able to look opposite for Tillotson, who drove into the gap. Wasn't able to knock it down. But that's not a bad possession, getting the defense to move back and forth.
Ball was deflected around a couple of times. Was finally knocked out and last touched by Monmouth. It'll be Ryder ball. Baseline left. Phil Waite back in. Marcus Ware will check out. 9:05 to go in our first half. 12-11 MU. Been a low-scoring first half. Ryder got off to a pretty quick start. They led it 7-2. They pulled off considerably. Here's Novar Gatson into the game. First time for Ryder. He is an extremely important player for this team. He was a first-team All-MAC selection a year ago, coming back off of injury. Has it top of the key. Lefty three on the way is good. Nice
right
way to enter the game for Gatson. His first points of the night give Ryder back the lead, 14-12.
Right on cue, Matt, knocking down a wide-open shot at top of the key.
Steele breaks the pressure with a left-side pass for Tillotson. 8.5 minutes to play here from the back. Campbell open from the right side. His three rims out, no good. Phil Waite can't hang on to the offensive rebound attempt, and the rebound cleared there by Gatson. Up court for the Bronx. Here's a left side three by Thompson. No good. Loose ball foul will come here. It's either going to be on Phil Waite or Daniel Stewart. And I believe it's going to be on Stewart, who is pleading his case right now with the referees, who do not want to have the discussion. Stewart will be whistled for the personal. His first, team's sixth.
On that last shot by the Hawks, Matt, Phil Waite had a wide-open chance to grab a rebound and put it in, but just unable to come up with the catch, and that's something that's kind of plagued him, is just being able to catch the ball, and yeah, it's not easy. Oh, a lob play.
There's Myers-Kitt with the dunk on the alley-oop from Tillotson. Myers-Kitt back into the game. He just checked in with Nesmith. Monmouth ties it up at 14. Gatson called for steps. He travels on his way to the basket, and Monmouth will get it back. We have reached the under 8 media timeout. King Rice is up and loves the theatrics. Monmouth 14, Ryder 14. We step out for a quick 30-second timeout. 7:56 to go in the first half. You're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Thank you, Coach Rice, bringing us back here from the MAC. Matt Harmon, Steve Bazaz, as Monmouth and Ryder all tied at 14, 7:56 to go in the opening half. Steve, that last alley-oop play for Monmouth, their last couple of points of play. You had some scouting that you saw
sure.
in practice the last couple of days.
I attended practice yesterday, and that's a play that they were working on a lot, was that lob play against the 2-3 zone. And that time it worked to perfection as Mike Myers was able to catch the alley-oop nice back screen. You screen the middle guy of the zone, you screen the far wing guy in the zone, and you're able to run somebody backdoor for a lob. Nice play, nice execution right there by the Hawks.
Monmouth 6 of 17 so far from the floor. They will put the ball back in play and bring it up court. Monmouth in white, Ryder in their maroon away jerseys. Phil Waite turning it over as Tillotson went in the backcourt to get it. An unforced error. And some of the frustration for Monmouth continuing with Phil Waite, who will immediately be checked out. Marcus Ware will come back in.
I think this is a good sub from Coach Rice, really just for matchup-wise, as Phil Waite was going to have to guard Novar Gatson, who might be a little tough matchup for Phil.
Instead, it will be Marcus Ware to draw that assignment. 7:35 to play in the first half. It's Eddie Mitchell with the basketball. Dribbles between the circles. Played by Nesmith. Waite comes over, helps with the screen. Inside, it was Stewart taking the ball to the basket. A collision takes place. Tillotson was set up down low. And it will be a blocking foul inside. Foul will be called on Marcus Ware, his first team's third. And that should result in a couple of free throws coming up here for Ryder. It should be Daniel Stewart to handle those. He is kind of walking off a bit of a limp after falling pretty hard in that last collision.
Stewart looked pretty good there, slipping to the basket off the screen and roll, catching and elevating. Nice looking play. That time Ed Waite, he hedged on the screen. Stewart slipped, and the help was a little late in the lane.
First attempt from the free throw line for Ryder the entire night so far is good. Make it 15-14. Stewart has five. About a 66% free throw shooter from the line this season. Makes the second as well. Gives Ryder back a two-point advantage. 16-14. Jesse Steele going to check in and replace Tillotson. So Monmouth with a lineup right now of Ed Waite, Jesse Steele, Mike Myers, Kitt, Nesmith, and Marcus Ware. Ryder sticking with that zone. Now they've swapped off to a bit of a man-to-man. Here's Myers, Kitt, pull up from the right elbow, no good. Waite down low, to put back from the left side is good.
Nice play by Ed Waite, just finding an open area in the zone, elevating for the rebound, catching the ball, and putting in the lane.
16-16, our score, 7 minutes to go first half. Mitchell down the right side of the lane, cut off. Here's Jones, dangerous three-pointer from the left side. That's no good. Steele able to track down the loose ball, tiptoeing down the left sideline. And he is bumped by Mitchell. He didn't like the call. Steele is, we've talked about this in our broadcast, and I'm sure you have as well with Eddie, how fast Jesse Steele is, not just without the basketball, but with it.
He's very fast with the ball, and he just fits in perfectly to the style, the up-and-down style that Coach Rice wants to play. It's not a surprise that he's won the starting point guard job, because he's so fast up and down the floor with the basketball, exactly what Coach Rice wants to do. Misses another foul shot, however.
Missing the front end of a one-on-one. That was the 17th foul on Ryder. Inside, the Bronx feed the ball to Stewart again. He draws a foul and will go back to the free throw line. That's going to go against Ed Waite, his first, team's fourth.
That's lazy right there, Matt, from Ed Waite. Stewart runs right down the floor, gets to a block, gets position. Waite was caught behind him, and he paid for it by committing the foul. Just lazy defense right there.
Stewart back to the free throw line. He was just 2 of 2. Now make it 3 of 3. He's got 7 points on the night. And Ed Waite will check out. Get a little bit of a coaching point from King Rice. Phil Waite back in. That's one of the things this year. If a player makes a mistake, and you just said, Steve, not running back defensively, Stewart missing the second, and Monmouth will get back. We'll finish the point in just a second. Steele hustling the ball up court with 6:35 to go in the first half. Ryder the one-point lead. They lead it 17-16. Steele between the circles. Wanted to go left. Instead, will change directions, go right. Down low, the pass to Phil Waite. Now it's Myers Kitt with it on the right perimeter. At the elbow, Marcus Ware will flip for Nesmith, right corner. Drive baseline. The kick out for Steele, left corner. Back to Nesmith in the left corner. He will travel, and the ball will go back over to Bronx. So let's finish the point. When you make a mistake, you're coming out of the game. That's something that's been established here in the first, 2 months now of the season.
And it's more of a mistake, from either a mental mistake or a mistake from just laziness, which happened with Ed Waite right there. If it's a mistake from being aggressive or missing a shot, that's one thing, and Coach Rice is going to let you play. But, if you loaf back on defense and let somebody get position on you down low in the paint, well, then you're going to come out of the game.
It's been deemed, I think, unacceptable. 6 minutes to go, first half. Ryder, the one-point edge, 17-16. Cross-court pass. Here's Penn, open from the three-point line. No good. Rebound comes right back out to him. Going to fire another three. Hit this one from the outside. Penn has had a good first half, and Ryder takes a 20-16 advantage. 8 points for Brandon Penn.
You know, and Ryder has a lot of versatile guys on their team, and Phil Waite is caught on Penn out on the perimeter. He can't guard him too close because he'll go by him.
Here's Myers Kitt with a three of his own. That's no good. A rebound tipped up in the air by a maroon jersey. Comes back to Nesmith. Nesmith with a bounce pass for Steele. Top of the key. Here's the feed for Ware. Going down to the block. Tough move from Marcus Ware. Uses the glass on the right side to cut Ryder's lead to 20-18.
Nice strong flash and finish from Marcus Ware.
Thompson inside. He's going to get called for a charge. I believe it was Myers Kitt to draw it. That will bring us to the eighth team foul for Ryder. Monmouth will get the basketball back here. Another substitution coming back in a ever-changing rotation here tonight. Ed Waite will come back in. Phil Waite will check out.
And I think Coach Rice making that substitution because of the matchup problems. Like I was saying before, Phil Waite wasn't able to really pressure Penn with the ball because he'd just be a tough matchup for him. But that time, Penn gets an open three and knocks it down.
Anthony Miles back into the game for Ryder. Here's Nesmith with it. Five to go in the first half. Myers Kitt inside feed for Ed Waite. Misses the gimme on the right side. The rebound cleared by Penn. And here comes Ryder up court. Gatson on the right side. Drives into the lane. The kick out. It's Miles the three. Way off the mark. And Ware clears the loose ball for Monmouth. Hawks not slowing the tempo down. It's Steele for Myers Kitt in the right corner. Back to Smeal. Nesmith now shaded left, top of the key. Moves to his left with the dribble. Stops and gives back to Steele, who will reset with 19 on the shot clock. 4:25 to go in the first half. Ryder 20, Monmouth 18. Steele will stop and pop. Long three on the way. That's off the mark, no good. Myers Kitt able to get the offensive rebound. Reverse layup is no good. Blocked away and now picked up by Eddie Mitchell. Mitchell slashing through the lane. Inside feed cut off. Stewart somehow got it back and was fouled. Will go back to the free throw line for a pair.
I'm pretty impressed with this Daniel Stewart from Ryder. Very aggressive player, very long and athletic. That time coming up with the loose ball and going up for a lane and getting fouled. The Hawks, however, have not looked good offensively. Too stagnant on offense. They got to get back to Marcus Ware and Ed Waite kind of X-cutting in the post and flashing and getting open looks that way. Ed Waite caught that last ball in the high post, but wasn't very aggressive with it. Just kind of caught it, faced up, and passed it instead of catching and looking to make a move with the ball.
Stewart missing the first free throw. That last foul, by the way, was on Nesmith, who will now check out along with Myers Kitt. It's Campbell and Tillotson back into the game for MU. Second one by Stewart is good, giving Ryder a 21-18 advantage over the Hawks. 4 minutes to play in the first half.
Something that we haven't mentioned is that Ryder's been showing a 1-2-2 three-quarter court press. They haven't really gotten much out of it, just a way to slow down the Hawks in the half court.
Ware with a nice spin move on the right block. This ball kicked out of bounds. Second time we've seen that from Ryder tonight. It'll be Monmouth basketball when we come back from the under 4 media timeout. Ryder 21, Monmouth 18, 3:54 to play in the opening half. We send it back to the studios for a 30-second timeout. We're back with more on the Shore Sports Network.
To make as many 3 points to win a gift card to Rooney's over at Long Branch, New Jersey.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Search and like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow the Blue and White on Twitter at MU Hawks. And check out youtube.com/MonmouthHawks. Visit the social media hub of all of our Hawks teams at gomuhawks.com/connect. Your one-stop source for all MU Athletics social media. See what coaches, players, and fans are saying about the Hawks and get involved with MU through social media.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
21-18 in favor of Ryder. 3:54 to go here in our first half. Big problem so far for Monmouth tonight has been their free throw shooting. They have really struggled from the line. Ryder hasn't shot a ton of free throws, and Steve, I think overall one of the things we expected would be, even though Rider Athletic, they haven't really put a whole lot together so far this year, we thought we've had a pretty good first half. And so far, at least score-wise, we've had a pretty competitive first half.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those games that's going to be close throughout the whole game and maybe even go down into the last possessions of the game. Two teams that are kind of built differently. Rider is very long, very athletic, very fast up and down the floor. Monmouth doesn't have the same kind of length or size, but we know how the Hawks like to play, and they've been playing better as of late. So it's definitely kind of different type of players on each side of the floor.
We mentioned the free throw shooting woes coming back from the break. 1 of 6 from the line tonight. Monmouth pretty cold from the field as well. 8 of 24, including 1 of 7 from the outside. Hawks have the ball now. Put it back in play. Down now to 5 on the shot clock. It's Tillotson at the foul line. Stops. Had it poked away. Gives it back. Steele going to have to force one. Gets it off just before the shot clock expires, and he drains a 3 from the right side.
That's a huge shot from Jesse. Noticing the shot clock was running down. 1 dribble pull up for 3. Great looking shot.
Second 3 of the night for Steele. 21-21 our score. 3:15 to play in the first half. Here's a backdoor feed. Penn will lay it in from the right side and give Ryder back the lead, 23-21. Steele getting it up court. Breaks the timeline with that speed. Tillotson down on the left baseline. Pulls out. Wants Steele in the corner. Gives it back to Tillotson left wing. Steele, good ball fake. Takes a step in. Mid-range jumper from the left baseline is good. Steele right now starting to heat up. He's got 8 for the game. Monmouth ties it at 23.
And you like seeing Jesse Steele make shots off the dribble. It's something that he struggles with. That time he has 2 shots in a row off the dribble that he knocks down.
Gadsden takes to the basket. Leaves off for Stewart as Monmouth rotated over to cut off Gadsden. And Stewart will get the easy 2 from the right side. He has 10. Penn has 10. King Rice will use a 30-second timeout to talk things over. So back and forth this first half has gone. Ryder leads at 25-23. Defensively, though, Monmouth maybe not rotating as well as they needed to in that last possession.
It looks like they're losing sight of their man, and you also got to help the helper. That time, somebody drove baseline for Ryder. The defender stepped up, but somebody's got to drop and help the helper, and that time nobody dropped, and they were able to get a layup. The possession before, Novar Gadsden drives. Somebody lose sight of their man, and they go backdoor for a reverse layup. So pressure on the ball has to be better. You got to guard the guy in front of you. But like you said, Matt, rotations have to be better, and helping the helper dropping down and preventing that layup also has to get better.
And you'd have to think, too, shooting 38% so far from the field is Monmouth. To be down by 2 at this point of the first half, they've actually done a lot of good things. They're just not making enough shots.
Right, they are missing some easy looks, but they got to keep getting better looks. They can't keep settling for threes. They got to keep getting the ball into that high post, try to get some easy layups that way.
Tillotson between the circles has it now, 20 on the shot clock. Steele bouncing back to Tillotson on the right sideline. Steele flips off for Nesmith. On the left, gets it back. Steele does on the right. In the corner for Tillotson. He's going to stop and pop 17-footer. That's off the mark, no good. Loose ball comes to Nesmith. He will float in the lane. That one also no good. Rebound tipped off, and it's cleared now by Miles, and Ryder will bring it up court with Thompson. Back to Miles on the right wing. He will travel on his way to the basket. And just like that, MU will get it back. Trailing by 2, 25-23. First emergence of Tommy Pereira checking into the game for Ryder. Pereira, a 6'2 sophomore, doesn't see a whole lot of time. He has played in just 6 of the previous 12 games before this one that Ryder has had. Hawks back with a basketball, still top of the key. Nesmith feeding down low for Ware. He had it blocked away. I think it was Stewart. He and Penn came together, and Ryder clears the loose ball. Up court, Pereira. Back to Penn. Launches a 3 from the left side, and that is good. Brandon Penn has been outstanding for Ryder tonight. Continuing to fill it up. He has 13 points so far in the half.
Nice-looking shot from Brandon Penn there. Marcus Ware got the ball on the block. I think if he took one more dribble and went to the reverse and the lefty layup, he wouldn't have gotten blocked. But nice defensive play from Ryder.
90 seconds to go here in our first half. Ryder back up to now a 5-point lead, matching their biggest of the night, 28-23. Tillotson on the left wing, trying to answer back for Monmouth. Leaves off for Edway. Foul line, baseline drive. He on the right side, misses the shot, now has it stripped away on the putback. And it will be Monmouth to maintain possession of the basketball. It was poked out of bounds by a maroon jersey. Hawks with 33 on the shot clock.
And that's where you see the length of Ryder really starting to cause Monmouth some problems. Marcus Ware getting blocked at possession before. Ed Waite that time goes to the basket strong, but it's tough to get shots up over the length of some of these Ryder defenders.
Nesmith gives off to Steele. Had trouble with the pass. Able to corral it back in. Steele with some fancy dribbling. Cuts down to the lane. Ware, left side layup, up and in. Beautiful little giving pass inside for Marcus Ware, who's got six, and Monmouth has cut it to a three-point lead, 28-25. Less than a minute to go. Thompson, inside feed. Ball kicked around a couple of times. Ed Waite picks up the loose ball. Monmouth trying to get out in transition. Steele down the right sideline. Stopped by Thompson, who slowed down the dribble, and Steele will get called for a double dribble. He thought Ryder had deflected it. Instead, it is a double dribble, and Ryder will get the possession back. Ryder going to call a 30-second timeout to set something up here with 41 seconds to go.
All right, Coach Rice kind of educating Jesse Steele that he had somebody waiting for the ball. But to give Jesse credit, a good point guard. He drove into the lane to possession before, dropped it off for Marcus Ware. That's the kind of looks that the Hawks have to get. To me, it looks like that the Bronx give up a lot of drives in the zone, but you just got to move the ball back and forth and get the defense moving a bit. If you're going to just pass the ball and shoot threes, you're not going to get good looks. But if you can swing the ball back and forth, get the defense moving, hit the high post, then you're going to be able to get some drives into the lane and into the gaps.
41.5 on the clock. That's the game clock. A fresh 35 as Ryder puts it in play here on the shot clock. It'll be Thompson, who had the ball in the backcourt. Break the timeline, come to the front court. Right side dribble, checked by Tillotson. Good defense by Tillotson. Here's the kick out. Pereira, the three on the way. That's good. Tommy Pereira doesn't see a ton of time. Makes just his third three-pointer of the season. Gives Ryder a six-point lead, their biggest of the night. 31-25. Monmouth can hold for one with 15 seconds now on the clock.
And Pereira gets a wide-open look from the driving kick opportunity.
Tillotson, right sideline. Now down to 6 seconds. Tillotson going to trigger the offense from the right side. Cut off in the corner. Leave off for Marcus Ware. Monmouth won't even get a shot off here to wind down that first half. That is not how you want to go out. Ryder leads it 31-25.